This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good evening. We are coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn. Now, don't confuse him with Sheriff David Clark, because they're night and day. This past Monday night, attendees of a town hall meeting were there to discuss violence in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. They were sort of encouraged to submit some written questions for the members of the panel, which included Arizona-based policing expert Michael Scott, Chief Flynn, and Mike Cravillo, the president of the Milwaukee Police Association. Following that little discussion, a audience member teed up a perfect question for Flynn, asking if he thought Wisconsin's concealed carry law was contributing to Milwaukee's rampant gun violence. And Flynn said yes, because only convicted felons are barred from permits, while human holsters with cleaner records hold guns for big-time drug dealers. It's an irresponsible law passed by irresponsible legislatures who are more interested in ideological points, and I'd sure as hell like some more community outrage about that, because that's what's driving the violence in the city, and too many public officials are silent on it. Well, Mr. Cravillo, who was sitting beside him, was sort of quick to respond to this one. He said, I've never had a conversation with you, Chief, relative to you displaying that we are arresting an overwhelming amount of people or even one person who's committed a crime while carrying a CCW permit. Flynn sat back. I am forbidden to tell the public when a CCW permit holder breaks the law. I'm forbidden by statute. Well, as a concealed carry permit holder, not of the great state of Wisconsin, but just a permit holder at large, and I exist in South Carolina, which is, let's not confuse things here. Certainly not the gun handler's friend in South Carolina. I would say I'm outraged, but what I'm outraged about is the lack of self-awareness and professional accountability from a guy who's supposed to be very accountable and very professional. If he wants to talk about how concealed carry permits in Wisconsin affect Milwaukee, then let's look at that. Starting in 2015, by the end of the year, the Dairy State reported the total number of concealed carry permits issued by the Wisconsin Department of Justice was just under 285,000, roughly 5% of the state's total population. 667 licenses were denied in 2015 for reasons ranging from misdemeanor convictions, juvenile adjudication of delinquency for a felony offense, felony convictions, being a fugitive from justice, and unlawful use of a controlled substance. Of the 922 licenses revoked by the Wisconsin, 104 of those licenses were for felony convictions. According to the FBI, there were 238 homicides committed in the state of Wisconsin in 2015. 170 homicides were committed with a firearm. 125 of those homicides took place in the city of Milwaukee, making Chief Flynn professionally responsible for 73.5% of all murders committed with a firearm in 2015 in the entire state of Wisconsin. of the 125 murders committed in 2015 with this, they were only able to make arrests in only 49 of these. Now, what did we find out about those 49? 15 of the suspects were arrested in these murders were under the minimum age requirement for a concealed carry permit in the state of Wisconsin. 22 of the suspects were felons illegally in possession of a firearm. We're at 37 now. Two were ruled self-defense. Now we're at 39. Two were ruled justified self-defense. So four of the 44 gun homicides committed in Milwaukee could possibly have been committed by a concealed carry permit holder. Let us not confuse homicide with murder, shall we? Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel said, I'm not aware of evidence of statistical significance that there are people who gain a permit who are committing crime with guns. And there's not a lot of evidence of people using guns to protect themselves or others. We only give permits to people who are law-abiding, who have no record of anything that disqualifies them from seeking that, and these people don't tend to commit crimes with guns. James Palmer, executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, said any fluctuations in crime, increase or otherwise, involve individuals utilizing guns who don't have the lawful abilities to do so. But in November 2016, Flynn made a bold statement telling USA Today Network, what we're seeing are more guns on the streets. I can tell you anecdotally that we're seeing a large number of shootings involving concealed carry permit holders, many of whom have extensive criminal records, but I'm not allowed to tell you how many or whom because the law has been carefully written to prevent analysis of that information. What nobody was able to find in researching the chief's statements was any statute that states law enforcement is barred from informing the public when a CCP holder breaks the law. When a local sheriff's office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the Attorney General's office, a local district attorney, and a local representative, nobody could point to a statute to corroborate that statement from Chief Flynn. So then, Milwaukee PD was called, asked if they could name the statute Chief Flynn referenced. And their response, I did check with my lieutenant here, and they're saying that there is a statute. It's not on hand, but I don't have to provide it to you. But it is set up through the Department of Justice there regarding CCW. I'm not sure if you can query the CCW. He was then told, I have called the Department of Justice, and they don't have an answer for me either. And a lot of sputtering there. When asked, hey, but your lieutenant says there is one. Yes, what's his name? Hang on for a second. Then they were transferred over to the chief secretary, staff assistant Hendricks, who also did not know the state statute number, but took information. And according to Wisconsin statute 175.6012G, parentheses B1. And it says, notwithstanding, neither a law enforcement agency nor any of its individuals may make information regarding an individual that is obtained from the department under this subsection available to the public, except in the context of a prosecution for an offense in which the person's status as a license or holder of a certification card is relevant. So if he did actually arrest somebody who had a permit and committed a crime, he's completely allowed to talk about that. In November 2016, they reported that police in Wisconsin are allowed to consult the database. This is a state of 5.77 million people, and Flynn continues to focus on law-abiding citizens outside of the 10.3% of the state's population that he is responsible for serving and protecting. Milwaukee is 0.14% of the entire state, yet it's responsible for 74% of murders committed with a firearm. And that's not the result of a state law. That's your failure to effectively command your agency of 2,000 sworn officers, 700 civilians, and a gross disservice to the more than 600,000 residents in Milwaukee. Maybe, Milwaukee, you either need to get some accountability from this cat or maybe a new cat to begin with. I don't know, but it isn't the concealed carry holders doing it, and there's nothing keeping him from talking about it. But, hey, when you are a gun-grabbing, leftist, tyrant, sheeple people, you can pretty much say whatever you want, right? I think so, yeah. When we get back, Sarah Palin's looking for a little cash. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back here, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The other day, after the Alexandria, Virginia baseball field shooting, New York Times decided to come out and say, well, of course, this was, this was precipitated and incited by rhetoric, much like Jared Lee Loughner. They had to go back to 2011 when they pointed out that Sarah Palin had had this map that nobody knew existed until it was pointed out that she had it. And they tried to tie it to this shooting of a paranoid schizophrenic nut job who didn't know what a Sarah Palin was, who had a bit of a history with Gabrielle Giffords, as it turned out. And, it was as Van Jones would call it, it was a nothing burger. Now, she is suing the New York Times for libel now. And according to court documents, the June 14th Times opinion piece titled America's Lethal Politics posited it was a map circulated by her political action committee that prompted the shooter, Jared Loughner, to injure 13 people in total, including a U.S. District Chief Judge and a 9-year-old girl who were murdered, unfortunately. Giffords' injuries left her with a disability affecting her speech, but the incident prompted her and her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, to launch a national gun control organization. Looking at the map as I am seeing it now, it mentions nobody by name. Further, the complaint says the Times used this false assertion about Palin as an artifice to write about the June 14th shooting of lawmakers at a congressional baseball practice where GOP Representative Steve Scalise was injured and only recently released from intensive care. They used this to support their assertion that there was a sickeningly familiar pattern of politically motivated violence against members of Congress. Now, according to Palin, the Times knew the editorial speculative conclusion was wrong when the fabricated story was published, and it was only after it received negative feedback on the matter did it move to issue a half-hearted correction and apology, none of which sufficiently corrected the falsehoods that the paper published, the complaint says. In fact, none mentioned Ms. Palin or acknowledged that Mrs. Palin did not incite a deranged man to commit murder. Palin argues that the shooter had a long-time obsession with Giffords, which has pretty much been proven already, that predated the image of her pack and that map that she released, and argues it simply depicted congressional districts that Republicans were targeting for victory in an upcoming election. And yes, it does use crosshairs. We would call them reticles. The proper term for that, if you're looking down a scope, is reticle. It's not the crosshairs. But, you know, atop the image is the caption, "It's time to take a stand." Because of the mere suggestion that Palin incited the 2011 shooting, which initially arose shortly after the near deadly event, her professional and private life was adversely impacted, to include the end of her position as a Fox News political commentator and the influencing of her decision not to run for president of the United States. You know, when I look at it in that vein, I'm sort of just sitting back going, hey, so what? When the Times resurrected the 6.5-year-old false rumor about Mrs. Palin, it not only ripped open old wounds, but it also used its loud and far-reaching voice as the newspaper of record to inflict new ones, which are far worse and painful for Mrs. Palin. So she is seeking a jury trial and relief for damages to be established at a trial far in excess of $75,000. The complaint says it took Mrs. Palin years to overcome the detrimental impacts of the false speculation that she caused Loughner to commit murder. Unfortunately, members of the media perceive Mrs. Palin as a convenient target for attacks against conservative policies and a subject likely to spark readership interest. Well, here's what I would say. Okay, Sarah Palin is okay. I mean, you know, she's I don't know how good or bad she is, all right, politically, because She didn't finish her term as a governor of Alaska. And, you know, there's a difference between someone like Trump who you go, you look at Trump and you say, I say to myself, dude has a right to be this kind of, you know, absolutely arrogant because of his achievements. When I look at a politician that's only ever been a politician like that, I don't extend that same sort of courtesy. However, I will say this. That also indicates what I have long thought about some of these organizations, to include Fox News, that they are absolutely knee-jerk when it comes to something like this. So they fired her because of this when we knew better. Do they? When that happens, do they ever offer to reinstate somebody to bring them back in? Say, hey, okay, you want to be a political commentator? Okay. I don't know. It was a false story. It should never have been published. It has nothing to do. It has no basis on truth at all. And it was a deflection. The shooter in Virginia was a bona fide Bernie brother. He was looking for Republicans. He went out there ready to go. Now, unfortunately, well, I don't want to say unfortunately. What I will say is this. He had owned this rifle for quite some time and apparently never practiced with it. Because he was really bad at shooting, which is a good thing. That's a really good thing. I'm not lamenting the fact that he was bad. The other thing was there were some people there with guns, and they engaged him immediately almost. And that took away some of his, you know, they disrupted his pattern. That's something I'm always looking for. That was an attempted assassination. Jared Lee Loeffner was fixated, and Hodgkinson wanted to do some assassinating. So they sound a little bit alike, and you might actually get a couple of rhymes out of them. But beyond that, they're nothing. Those two incidents are nothing alike. Nothing alike at all. And I hope Sarah Palin just takes them to the cleaners. I hope all of this false news and all this fake news coming out, I hope this changes the entire dynamic. I hope CNN goes out of business. I'm tired of people trying to shape the narrative. I'm tired of people trying to tell you what to think. So I'm just going to sit back here and be a little vindictive because it keeps me warm at night. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was a guest on a show not too long ago. I wasn't overly happy about it, but I was a guest on it. And there were three anti-gunners on it. And all of them were virtue signaling. When I say virtue signaling, this is where they get out there and make a claim like nobody needs an AR-15. And then they can't give you any data to back that up besides the fact that I just don't feel that anybody needs an AR-15. Now, that's fine. If somebody doesn't believe that I should have this or that, that's fine. Change the law. Change the Constitution. Start a, you know, little small altercation between us and you, and we'll see where that goes. While I'm sitting there listening to all this stuff, because I had to take turns, because one thing I can't stand doing is getting on a panel. But I was on a panel. if I'm going to have a debate, I'd like for there to be a moderator and me and them, and that's it. But that was not the case. I had to put up with three anti-gunners. Rob Morris sort of feels the same way I do, coming from his desk. He hates that anti-gun progressives puff themselves up with their virtue pride, and then they pass laws that disarms poor minorities, while they go home to a gated, guarded community. This is not empathy that you're giving. You're just, you know, you're just leaving the poor, unprotected, defenseless people out there. And there's too many examples to list, but here you go. Many large city police departments refuse to investigate and prosecute crimes in poor areas. There's a low chance of successfully arresting and convicting the criminal. There's a high chance of the police themselves getting harmed. Cops take a report and move on. This is the Ferguson effect. Same crime can have a very different impact in a poor person, on a poor person, and a limousine progressive. So what if a beat-up bike is your only transportation? A petty theft to a rich liberal living in a gated community is a devastating loss to a teen who may be living paycheck to paycheck and riding his bike to work. Deep blue states have imposed training requirements to even touch a gun. And if training makes us so much safer, then why doesn't the state teach everyone about gun safety? Mandatory training disarms those of us who are most likely to be victims. Mandatory training is a tax on those who are least able to pay. Schools used to teach hunters education in school along with driver's education, so we promoted firearm safety before. Just not today. Anti-gun politicians say they want gun owners to handle firearms responsibly. Then they outlaw or tax gun ranges, the very places where the honest gun owner would go to get the safety training and, you know, get proficient. And that means a longer drive for gun owners in the suburbs and no chance to practice for the urban poor. The anti-gun politicians restrict the guns poor people are most likely to buy. That makes guns more expensive and amounts to a poll tax for guns. Anti-gun judges look the other way and pretend not to see this bigotry. Now, perhaps the most abusive regulation is the time tax that anti-gun politicians impose on poor gun owners. Blue states impose training regulations mandating a minimum number of hours required before an honest citizen may touch a gun. You have to pay this fee before you may own a gun in private, then pay another fee of time before you may carry a gun in public. Anti-gun politicians impose taxes on ammunition. Some states even require a state ID to buy ammunition. They probably don't have voter ID there, but you know. Anti-gun politicians say they want gun owners to remain proficient. Then they turn around and tax your means of staying in practice. When an innocent person does use a firearm to protect him or herself, he must run the legal gauntlet to prove themselves innocent of wrongdoing. In theory, a public defender would be appointed for a poor person's legal defense, but, you know, honestly, do you really want the legal advice that the state offers you for free? Men and women who value freedom and autonomy have understood the right to self-defense, going all the way back to the Magna Carta. Nor is this a right people are unlikely to ever need. A poor family living in deep blue cities will very likely be a victim of violent crime during their lifetime. This is the right to protect yourself and your family that everybody's talking about, the right to provide for your own safety until the help arrives. Systematically, the government has infringed on those rights of poor people to defend themselves, and, you know, you can see the sad price they pay. It's time to put a stop to this 21st century Jim Crow shenanigans. Maybe these leftists could agree if only the social justice warriors weren't so easily triggered by a trigger. I don't know. This is shifting, but it is shifting slowly. And in cities like New York, where you've got Cy Vance out there saying he doesn't want to see concealed carry reciprocity nationally mandated because I'm sure ISIS will be pushing for that. I get this impression that we we're going to have a couple of court fights there if it does actually get passed. And I fully expect that, but I don't understand why we have to constantly have the same conversation with all of the empirical evidence at hand. I would love for somebody to explain to me how come it is that somebody can get out there and make this claim that, like Ed Flynn, who says concealed carry permit holders are the problems with shootings in the city. But he can't point to one concealed carry holder who's shot somebody illegally in the city. Do you understand what I'm saying here? It's something that it's never going to end. And I guess that's okay. I mean, I'm not that upset about it. It certainly keeps my life busy. I could be talking about training. I could be talking about so many different things, but I'm constantly having to talk about the leftists who want to disarm us. And unfortunately, there's quite a few people out there that will allow that to happen. In fact, encourage it. They'll enable it to happen. They will get out there and enable the leftists to disarm them. And there just ought to be a law. There just ought to be a law against that. Quite the irritant it is. It doesn't mean that we give up or we stop fighting. It simply means that we look to the people that need the help the most and try to help them first. Maybe that will get us somewhere. So that's that would be my hope. Thankfully, Black American women, you guys are leading the charge. Black America, you should be joining in with us. Everybody, male, female, everybody. So, when we get back, leftism is now the mainstream of the Democrats. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, leftists. Leftists are now the mainstream. Bernie Sanders is the hero now. And it's not just about money or giving things or socialism or something like that. It's much worse. So if you think the political left has become more rational or less extreme, I'm going to give you some examples to demonstrate otherwise. Some are going to say that these may be extreme, not representative of the mainstream leftists. And that's an oxymoron, of course. So, and their thought, their practice. But we see this all the time, not to mention that this type of thinking is mainstreamed in the leftist media and academia. So, item number one. In her high school graduation speech in Pennsylvania, Mariah Bridges was prohibited from praying blessings on her class. She was barred from thanking her Heavenly Father and her Lord. School's principal at the direction of the school district said her prepared remarks would have been unconstitutional. Now, the courts have stretched the federal and state establishment clauses to an absurd length to say that almost any expression of Christianity at a government-supported entity is prohibited. But does anyone ever consider the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause, which precedes the Establishment Clause? Both clauses were designed to promote, not suppress, religious liberty. Yet this school district's Christian hostile action, in fact, suppressed Bridges' religious liberty in the name of pretending that very freedom. Then along the same lines, you may have seen this one. Bremerton High School football coach Joe Kennedy fired for refusing to comply with the Washington State Schools order that he quit praying silently on the field because it was impermissible as a public display of religion by a public school employee. Then there's Vero Beach High School student J.P. Krause. He was initially disqualified from winning his election as class president because he used a tongue-in-cheek campaign slogan mirroring President Trump's campaign rhetoric on the proposed border wall. He suggested that they build a wall between their school and a rival school and make the other school pay for it. This was deemed insulting and harassment under the school district's rules, according to the school's principal. That's so stupid. There was a public outcry, and the Florida school superintendent reversed the principal's decision. Then consider this. You know how same-sex marriage advocates tell us that they just want equal rights. They just want everyone to live and let live. Well, now we get transgender activist blogger Tiffany Baruti stated that if a person isn't attracted to transgender people, he or she is deeply transphobic. So is it transphobic to ask or demand that a transgender person identify himself, herself, or themselves as being transgender? I don't... There's no words for this. And if you think there are, then you may be making my case for me. Then there's Evergreen State College. They established a day of absence event in which the white community members were urged to leave campus for a day. And you may have seen Brett Weinstein. He was on Tucker Carlson's show. He questioned the idea and was confronted by some 50 students who demanded that he resign. And some members of the Evergreen community mocked or maligned him. He held a class off campus because university police informed him it was not safe for him to be on campus. Why wouldn't the police run in there and bum rush these guys? Why is it okay to threaten this guy? He said, they imagine that I'm a racist and that I'm teaching racism in the classroom, and this has caused them to imagine that I have no right to speak and that I am harming students by the very act of teaching them. Or think of this. A LendEDU poll of 1,659 U.S. college students shows that 36% of them think safe spaces are absolutely necessary on campus. Only 37% disagree. That's where you can go and nobody's going to hurt your feelings. As an example, female student government officers at Bernard College sponsored a safe space event offering hot chocolate and feminist coloring pages. Which means you and I would have been welcome if we'd brought a box of Crayolas. That they offered that when Donald Trump was elected president. Some of this is sapping from me my will to live. I got to tell you that. Or leftists from Congress to The View cried that President Trump's calling members of the Islamic State group losers was irresponsible and could lead to a terrorist recruitment and further terrorist attacks. I guess we need to use some gentle language to describe their heinous murders because we don't want to offend or incite them. Otherwise, civil people would be so outraged that they might turn into murderous losers themselves. Do you know anybody that thinks that way? This way, any of those ways that I just described? Especially the safe spaces thing. Let me tell you about safe spaces. There are none. There are no safe spaces. Can everybody join me on that one? There are no safe spaces out there today. There never have been any safe spaces. While everybody's sitting around drinking that in, I mean, do I need to get some coloring pages for you if this is offending you? This is the thing. Years ago, when I was in school, we would call each other some of the most horrendous things we could think of. They would laugh. I might get mad. They might get mad. I would laugh. In the military, same thing. In the military, we did some of the most outrageous stuff you've ever seen. Well, I won't say me because I didn't live in the barracks, but I mean, I would come back from a weekend where the guys living in the barracks will have gotten bored, and they came up with something that is just, I mean, today somebody would be put in jail for some of this stuff. But it was, at the time, I mean, we were in a rough business, so our humor was rough. And it was offensive. And we laughed like loony people. Now, we got to be careful of what we say and what we do. I don't know that I'll ever step foot on a college campus ever again. If I ever got invited to speak at a college campus, which is highly unlikely, I would probably have to turn that down. Because if I walk up there and the snowflakes want to get up there and start getting all blustery and everything, I'm liable to offend them. And I don't know how they're going to like that. Or I guess I could just bring some, you know, like one of those Starbucks to go. What are they, like 10 gallons, 5 gallons? I could get 5 gallons of hot cocoa and a coloring book and go for that one. Leftist and leftism today is mainstream in the Democratic Party. Find me somebody on the Democratic side who's in leadership, who's trying to push policy, who isn't that way, and I'll listen to you. But America is rejecting that train of thought. Thank God. We couldn't stand too much of that. One day, we're going to be dealing with something really rough, and we might be dealing with it here, because North Korea is getting closer and closer to the EMP thing. I wonder what the snowflakes will do then. I don't know. We're going to head to hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.